on a backwards road. It was tough, but I carried a load. I went downtown on a Saturday night. I first heard the blues that made me feel alright. And as you can see, the blues been good to me. I went home just as soon as I could. I made me a guitar from a piece of wood. I turned it up and started to play. I named it LaDonna, cause she's built that way. And as you can see, the blues been good to me.
Gales, welcome to Jump Children.
Thank you for having me, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
I've heard you described as a child prodigy, and you're from a musical family. What was the music around you while you were growing up?
Everything, man. Blues, rock, gospel, jazz, funk, country, western, everything in between, man. Everything, man. I was exposed to a wide variety of a lot of different styles, man. And I'm very grateful for that because it aided in, the modern day Eric Gales of never being able to predict, you know, what may come out of the, what may be shaken out of the tree, you know. I like that. I mean, I'm able to freely, float around and pull from many different mediums and influences and inspirations and, round them all up into, one ball, man. And I like that.
Yeah. As a fan, I like that too. You never know what you're going to get. And you can hear a lot of things in your playing.
Yeah.
There's a fair amount of emotion in your playing as well.
Oh, yeah.
How would you describe it?
Just that. I mean, yeah, I'm very emotionally driven, especially so there's a massive connection to, you know, certain modes and styles of music for me that are just directly connected to different emotions that I feel when I'm playing them. And when they're intertwined and they connect and join with each other, man, it's just pretty, pretty amazing to, you know, behold, actually being a part of and to actually watch, because I'm able to do such while in real time, you know, performing and doing what it is that I do, I'm able to, you know, stand outside of myself in sort of an out of body experience and watch myself while I'm performing and as if I'm a person that's in the audience. And so when I say, you know, to be able to do, let alone do and be able to watch, I'm also interpreting it from someone that's onlooking, you know, this situation. And I know it's pretty weird what I'm talking about, but it's pretty fascinating, man. And I try every time that I get asked about, you know, certain things regarding that, to try to explain the best way I can, though I have never found it easy to, you know, give a description of what it is that I'm trying to describe. But it's just amazing, man. You know, I don't know how I could be playing if, you know, or what it would sound like if I didn't have a connection emotionally to, you know, the playing. I wouldn't know, because I'm so engulfed with it through many different things that I may be emotionally thinking about, happy, sad, you know, from an extreme burst of overwhelming excitement, you know, through a yell, or, you know, some very intimate moments of sincerity and through tears coming down, or, you know, and every range in between. So all of them are very near and dear to me, so they are very connected to the playing, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Speaking of emotional connections, can I ask you about your last couple of albums? Your most recent album was a tribute to your late brother, Little Jimmy King. Now, yes, two sir. Decades after his passing, why this album and why now?
You know, I've been asked that question has been a very reoccurring question from many journalists that have decided to ask that question. It has always been on my mind to do something in honor of my brother. Why I chose, you know, this length of time from since he passed away to do it. No particular reason, man. I just, you know, felt like that this was the time to do it, man. And you know, better late than never. I mean, I had always planned on doing something that would brought, you know, the world's memory back to, you know, my brother as I remember him. I think that the result of that project, in my opinion, turned out to be wonderful. And I think that my brother is looking down, very, very proud and very happy at what was able to be the result of a lot of emotional hard work and a lot of you know, input and insight from a lot of different people that I chose to be a part of this, you know, magnificent record that gave an homage and a tribute to my big brother. But there was no you know, particular, you know, mythology behind why 20 years later, you know, I don't know why. I mean, maybe I had other projects on my mind or whatever, but it just all of a sudden just the light bulb came on and I just said, you know what, now is the time to do this record. And that's what I did.
What are your favorite memories of Little Jimmy King?
I mean, just having him around as a big brother, man, that more than anything, we can take the music out of the whole equation. I mean, that was my blood brother, man. I mean, yeah, I feel like something is missing because, you know, there's been five of us, you know, most of my life coming up, and, you know, actually he wasn't the first brother to pass away. I had another brother to pass away before him. And now it's three of us left, and my mom and dad is gone. So, I miss him just as a brother, man. And, you know, it's things like that, you know, that that I hold near and dear, you know, and never will forget. But as a player, man, he was a powerhouse player, man, that, you know, that was had his own notoriety on his own as a raw, powerful, you know, blues, just raw and, you know, amping guitar, you know, maybe a wah-wah, a little bit of distortion, but, you know, just right in your face blues player. And, you know, I'll never forget him for that, you know.
Something inside of me that just won't let me be. There's something inside of me that just won't let me be. My baby's gone and left my heart in misery. I woke up early one morning in my bedroom all alone. In my bedroom all alone. If I don't find my baby, Lord, I wonder where she's gone. before my baby's gone. And I declare it's a low down dirty shame. When my baby's gone, and I declare it's a low down dirty shame. Since she's been gone, you know my life don't feel the same.
Your previous album, Crown, was also deeply personal, and there's some pretty heavy subject matter in there.
Oh, yeah.
Was it a difficult album to write? Did it dredge up ghosts, or was it more a celebration of your success?
It would be more of the first part of what you said. I mean, it kind of a little bit of both of the things you said, but, you know, it was, you know, that album was written during the time of, some unrest. It still is in the States, but, you know, it's some very, difficult and very ugly circumstances that have been going on for quite some time, in this lifetime in the U.S. that I felt the need to, not preach or shout or yell at the listener, but just simply do it through having a conversation by song with the audience. And, some things that also hit pretty personal that I've experienced, the stories and things that I'm singing about are actual things that have happened to me. And I just try to relay them through song and, as much emotion and bringing in Joe and Josh and others that were involved with helping me write these songs, was a great team up. I think that we, got together. And for me, I think that's one of the most profound albums that I put out in my life. Told a very, very a grand story. And I'm very, 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 very proud of that record, man. On the other hand, Crown, showed, some points of, as Joe had said it, some well-deserved credits. That was his idea to, let the world know that, Eric, you deserve your crown. And, he, as he said, I'm here to help you get it. And, it was some happy parts, but, for the most part, it was some very intentional, subject matter that was, purposeful in, some of the topics and things that we're saying about, that the world needed to hear, I have a platform and a medium that, some of my audience, wouldn't know of some of the personal experiences that I, as a black man, have went through. So, and some of them may not even know, and the only way that they could know is maybe by hearing it through the lyrics in some of my songs. So, I felt like I, had a duty to, try to convey some of these things, not only just by, scrolling and perusing on social media and doing the normal banter that I see on there every day. What way can I do this on a bigger level, and have a conversation with the world and show them, here lies a human being that go through things in life just like everybody else does. And, how can I, be heard in a way, what way can I use my platform to be heard? And I thought that was a great way, that I was able to, in many of the folds that was unraveled from that record. I think that was one of the more powerful ways that record, hit pretty well for me.
Well, Eric Gales, we'll be hearing you in just a couple of weeks here in Australia. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. I can't wait. I can't wait, man. I just got off an interview talking with somebody else about the very same thing. And, yeah, man, I'm looking forward to the energy and emotion and just the vibe and everything that, Australia is ready to bring. I hope they're ready to bring it, because I'm going to bring it. I'm going to give it.
We'll give it right back to you. Thanks very much.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much, man.
For the people in the back, I don't know if y'all can hear me real good, but it's time to step in the ring. Me and you, let's get it, Joe.
A tribute to our brother, Manuel Gales, also known as Little Jimmy King.
We'll be right back. shouldn't have left me, baby. Lord, you shouldn't have gone away. You shouldn't have left me, baby. Lord, you shouldn't have gone away. You left the one that you once loved, baby, every night and every day. Someone that you once loved, baby, made you break my heart in two. Someone that you once loved, baby, made you break my heart in two. Hey, but you must remember, baby, the same thing could happen to you. Me, baby, Lord, you shouldn't have gone away. You shouldn't have left me, baby. Lord, you shouldn't have gone away. You left the one that you once loved, baby, every night and every day.